Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
Hey, it's John Cook with Keynote Content. Thank you so much for joining me for today. We're going to talk about mission statements. And frankly, I think you should just ditch whatever mission statement that you have. Even if you say, I really like it, I worked so hard on it. Hear me out here. I believe that mission statements are basically bingo sheets of buzzwords. They're this kind of this conglomeration of words that we expect to see inside a mission statement. Like, think about the last time that you looked at your mission statement. If you have a mission statement for your company, when was the last time you even looked at it? It's probably on like a business plan somewhere, or maybe it's on a page of your website, and it's just there, and you think it's just filled with a lot of buzzwords, things where you say, it doesn't really inspire me. You might say, okay, but what are the words we expect to see inside a mission statement? Words like leadership, and excellence, and integrity. Now, why would I pick those three words? Because those are three of the exact words that were included in Enron's mission statement. And if you're familiar with U.S. business history, Enron was the largest corporate bankruptcy with over $50 billion of corruption. And that's billions with a capital B. That's not an exaggeration. $50 billion plus in corruption. There are levels of corruption on all levels of Enron was corrupted. And so when you look at leadership, excellence, and integrity, their mission statement really had very little to do with how they actually operated, with how they actually built in the culture and the environment for their business. But look at your business. Look at it with saying, if I want to have a statement, something that really speaks to the ethos, the DNA of who I am as a leader, as an expert in my industry, and how I want my team and my clients to engage with our company, how do I want to inspire them? So take that mission statement, kind of follow it up, throw it away. What I want you to do is write a manifesto. And the beauty of a manifesto is that it's tied in with something that seems to be more tied into the very depths of who we are. In a manifesto, it inspires. It can be a series of we believe statements, or it can be a poem. It could be some type of document that helps you say, this is the guiding lens for how we see every conversation, every interaction, every opportunity with our clients. Whether we say yes to something or we say no to it, whether we say this is something we're going to pursue in the future, or something we say this is worth living and breathing and dying and fighting for, that's what sets your lens. Because business and life is too short just to work with anybody, just work with any opportunity, just to take any moment to say, I guess we'll do that. A manifesto sets the right lens. So what I'm going to walk you through today is the beauty and the power of taking and putting a manifesto in place for your business. Now, you're looking at examples for manifestos. I love looking at different examples from like here's to the crazy ones. It's the Apple one from Steve Jobs. Here's to the crazy ones. I left the off there, but here's to the crazy ones. Another example is that Lululemon has an amazing collection of statements that they have as kind of their manifesto as well. You can check out Lululemon's manifesto on their website. Another one that I love using is referring to the Declaration of Independence. For us here in the United States, Declaration of Independence, that's kind of our big declaration to the British Kingdom and monarchy that we were no longer going to be colonies. We're going to be our own. We're going to have kind of our own gig, as it were. So whatever the document is that you'd like to say, this is what pushes for a positive, amazing future, I want you to be careful that not all manifesto examples out there are pushing for good and right and just truth in the world. There are some awful manifestos. You think like communist manifesto. So I would put this, instead of like putting it as a plus, I put it as a negative. So a communist manifesto, it's one where it's an incredibly well-written document and it's incredibly corrupt. From the functionality and what it did to millions of people across several different regimes around the world. So Communist Manifesto is an awful example of a manifesto from like, I believe manifestos should be pushing towards what is productive, what is building a better world for us, and not just, hey, here are my belief statements, but there's strength and there's power in that. Another awful manifesto is the Southern Manifesto here in the United States. And what it was is it was specifically a white supremacist push for stricter Jim Crow laws against African American communities, against just atrocities committed in the name of prejudice. So those are two examples of negative manifestos. But we want to look at, of course, crafting a manifesto. There is no denying that whatever the structure, whatever the intent is, that there is a powerful, emotionally driven aspect to this that's reinforced with beliefs that guide our actions and how we operate as people, as communities, as businesses. So for your manifesto, what I would love for you to do is look at collecting a group of statements, and it can start with "we believe." A lot of great manifestos start with different statements of "we believe." And it doesn't have anything to do with your religion or your faith or anything like that, but it has to do with something that you believe at the very core of who you are that drives why you do what you do. So the "we believe" statements are largely tied into "we believe that life is too short to work with jerks, so we don't and we won't." And that's just an example from our manifesto at Keynote Content. You can find our manifesto at keynotecontent.com/method. The first thing on the page, very first thing at the top of the page, is our manifesto, the Keynote Content Manifesto. It starts with those types of statements, but you can also say it doesn't just have to be like "we believe" statements, but that's an easy way to start if you're putting together the first draft of your manifesto. Say "we believe," and you can put together 7, 8, 10 different statements. I would say from a word count standpoint, I like focusing on about 200 words, maybe 150 to 200 words. 200 words is about kind of that sweet spot for a word count for a manifesto. And what it does is it gives you enough words to be able to get your point across, communicate what matters to you and what matters to your audience that also resonates with you, and then how people can know that this is the right fit. 200 words seems about the right word count. But also, what it does is that it means that it's not supposed to be 1,000 words. It's not supposed to be even 500 words. The more you can make it succinct and actually focused in on what you want to communicate, the stronger your manifesto will be. So from a manifesto standpoint, what I like saying is it's 200 words because it's not supposed to be 2,000 words. And in that statement, you can say, here's what matters to us. Here's what we're committed to. Here's how we see the world and we perceive the world around us. Here's what our values are. You can be a bit of a value statement that has some stronger language in it than you may put stronger language, so that it can also be a self-selection tool. And I've talked about this before, where the copy on our websites, the copy that we use for our sales presentations, our slide decks, even the words that you say on a podcast or when you're speaking from stage at a different conference or a breakout session, those words that you use can be self-selecting for the audience that are experiencing those words. Because as the right audience connects with your manifesto, or they read your sales copy, or they listen to you give a talk, you want them to know, is this the right fit for me? Is the speaker the right for where I want to go with my business, my life, financing, parenting, whatever your area of focus might be? And by putting in stronger language in your manifesto, it helps them be able to determine, yes, that's for me, or no, that's not for me. So what you're doing is that you're giving them a chance to say yes or no to you earlier in the process. So it also saves you time, and it also serves them better earlier on as they engage with you and your content and your message. So from a manifesto standpoint, we have a couple different examples. Again, Declaration of Independence, it's an amazing example. Here's the crazy ones. That's another from Apple. Steve Jobs is an amazing example of a manifesto. Another one, John F. Kennedy, who was president of the United States back in the 1960s. He did an amazing speech in the early 1960s at Rice University talking about, we're going to put a man on the moon. And this was right after the Bay of Pigs fiasco in around Cuba, and the American population was looking for something to kind of direct our focus, be able to direct our attention, because there was a lot of angst that was starting to build. Pre-war buildup into, there was rumors about Vietnam possibly breaking out, a conflict in Vietnam. So JFK said, I want to put a man on the moon, and here's what we're going to do. Before the end of this decade, we're going to put a man on the moon. And in a matter of just a few short years later, the U.S. did it. Actually put a man on the moon. When you set a manifesto out there, whether it's saying we're going to help every child in America have the opportunity to have great education without the financial burden being an issue, or we want to help every couple be able to have healthy conflict without wondering if anybody's going to be at risk, where we're going to make sure that every elderly person knows that they have a community that cares about them, loves them, and creates a safe space for them to enjoy their life in the future. What that does is it sets out strong beliefs and it gives you and your audience a chance to say, this is what matters to us. This is what we want to share with the world. This is if we have only one thing to be able to tell the world around us, this is what we would tell them, our manifesto. And what it does is it inspires, it really ignites that fire inside you to get out there and not be blasé, not be half-assing your way through life. What you want to do is saying, if I'm going to make a difference in this world, whether it's a speaker, a coach, an expert, a podcaster, YouTuber, whatever your platform is, if you're going to make a difference in the world around you, make sure that it's driven and it makes the most of every opportunity. A mission statement, it just checks a box. A manifesto, though, goes out there and says, this is what is so important to us. It's the very fiber of who we are. This is the most important document in our company's history. Now, you might say, I don't even know where to start with that. Well, what you can do is you can email me, John, J-O-N, at keynotecontent.com, and I will send you a template to be able to fill out. It's a template that has a couple different examples of manifestos. It's not going to cost you a dime. I'm going to send you some information, be able to look through it, be inspired, create your first draft of that manifesto, and then share it with me. I'd love to be able to read through it and be able to give some feedback, positive, constructive feedback. Don't worry, I'm not going to pick it apart. But it's a way for me to be able to encourage you. And I will say, before you draft your manifesto, this is the hardest service that we offer for any of our clients is creating their manifesto. Because there's so much intentionality that grows into every single word counts. And with that though, you come away with a strong document. We have clients that they don't even give any type of sales presentation unless they have their manifesto at the very front of the slide deck. I have clients that say, I don't even walk on stage and even talk to the audience until in the first 5 or 10 minutes, I can show them my manifesto because it lets the audience know, here's what I'm about, and here's what my heartbeat is, kind of my integrity and what matters to me, and that's why I'm here today. So as you go out, again, email me about that manifesto. You're saying, I'm not even sure how to put that together. Let's have you put together using a template to start out, and we'll go from there. Make it a great day. Be inspired to make a difference. Don't just check a box in business. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.